The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
On Monday, we were talking words you just don't hear anymore, like that's a load of old codswallop, and they're a lovely couple, they're courting. You get the idea, have a listen.
Right, we're talking about words that you haven't heard for a long time. Morning to Annie and Boodle says, I never hear hell's bells anymore. My nan used to say it all the time. It always cracked me up. Hell's bells. Remember that? Jane from Highton says, I never hear the word mega, as in that's mega, that. My sister and me always used to say it. I think laughing has replaced mega. Oh, yeah. That's laughing, that. Michael from Chester says, I always say itchy beard when I think someone's lying and I always get strange looks.
I remember that.
Oh my God.
I've never heard that.
I've never heard that either.
Yes, when you think someone's lying, you just rub your chin and think,
See, in our school, we thought someone was lying. We'd just make a sound. You'd put your tongue in the bottom part of your mouth and go,
yeah. Like that, wouldn't you?
Yes, yeah.
You know, like the flick on your chin. Zibby.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
that.
Gone, isn't it?
morning to Jesse from Hellwood says, my mum always used to say, what the deuce is going on? I never heard that anymore. What the blazes? We've got someone hanging on the line. Let's go to Whiston. Hello, John.
All right, Kev.
How are you?
I'm all right, mate. How are you?
Very well. How was your weekend?
All right, mate. Sound.
Are you happy with the result yesterday or not?
Superb, mate.
So you're a blue then? John, what word is it that you haven't heard for a long time?
Codswallop.
Yeah, do you know what?
Oh,
that's a great word. Codswallop. You don't hear that much. That's a really, you're talking a load of codswallop.
Yeah.
What the blazes is codswallop? Great. John, whereabouts are you off to this morning?
We're off over to Frogden, mate.
All right. What do you do, John?
I'm a joiner.
You're a joiner. Well, have a good day, and don't put up with any codswallop of anyone.
I won't, mate.
Cheers, John. Have a good day, mate. See you later.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
Thank you for all the texts that have come through this morning. We're thinking about words that you don't hear anymore. Hi to Helen from Southport. My uncle used to say, Christ almighty. I never hear that anymore.
My dad always says that.
I kind of think that's almost like, it's not a great phrase. It's almost blasphemous, is it?
Yeah. That's my mum. My mum goes mad. It's taking our Lord's name in vain.
In vain, of course. Another one here. You don't hear the word knees up anymore. Going after a proper knees up tonight.
You don't.
Andy and Walton, good morning. Hi to Kevin Aintree. My mum always used to say, isn't it chronic, if she heard bad news? Yeah, I've heard that before. Another one, no name, but we've all used and heard this one, you beaut.
Yeah,
oh, he's a proper beaut, la. Morning to Steve says, Heather Mills is a nice person. Can't remember the last time I heard that. there you will, Steve. Thank you for that. Another one from Steve Britannia. Come to bed early from my wife, says Steve Britannia. Now we're getting onto phrases. Words you don't hear very often. Let's go to Bootle. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Kev.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
What did you get up to over the weekend?
I didn't do much, actually, over the weekend. I've been off for 2 weeks, so just preparing myself to get back to work today.
Whereabouts do you work?
I work in a school in Crosby.
All right. Have you had a bit of a holiday?
Yeah, we've been off for 2 weeks, so...
Well done, you.
Just have to really motivate myself to get out of bed this morning.
It's nothing worse than when you've been off on holiday and then you've got to return to work.
It's horrible.
It's horrible. Right, Jack, what words haven't you heard for ages?
Well, it was me nan. She used to say, make sure you put your slacks on because you'll get cold.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, your slacks.
Or if you were going out, are you going on a chatter?
Yeah, charabang. Yeah. Or keks.
Yeah.
Are they new kecks you're wearing?
Yeah, she used to call them trues as well.
Trues, yeah, that one of my aunties still calls them trues.
Yeah.
Got a lovely pair of trues on. Fantastic. Jackie, thanks for sharing that with us.
All right, thanks,
Have a nice day.
Thanks, bye.
See you later, bye-bye. Another one. Hi to Lely Belly, listening, one of our regulars this morning. She says, I think your show is custy. That's another word.
Yeah. Oh.
Custy la. Morning, Lely Belly. Hope you're all right.
We had another email from the troubled Layla. And I like to think I was harsh, but fair. Have a listen, see what you think.
Now, do you remember, when was it? Was it about a week or two ago when we had an email from Layla regarding suspicions about her husband?
Yes.
And she asked me for some advice. And then I put it to you, the listener, to come up with what you thought. I just want to keep you posted on this because the lovely Layla has been back in touch. Good morning, Layla. Hope you're okay. She's put me again. Just wanted to let you know. I hope you don't mind me reading these out, by the way, Layla. Just wanted to let you know. If you don't, by the way, Layla, if you don't want me to read any of these out, then just put on the email. Don't read out. I'll just keep it to myself. But I just thought I'd share it and update the listeners. Me again, just wanted to let you know, I got a huge bunch of flowers sent to me from Brian yesterday. So I'm really happy. He's been away all week on business, so I thought that was quite thoughtful. I think I've been worrying about nothing. It was the hugest bouquet I've ever seen, so I'm dead chuffed. P.S. Did you get married yesterday? Layla, no, I didn't get married yesterday. It was just an April Fool. So there we go. She got this big, huge bunch of flowers yesterday after he's been
away. While he was away?
Yes.
For what? A week?
Well, he's been away a week, as she said, on business. Thoughts? Discuss?
She seems made up about it, but I wouldn't be. It would be more cause for suspicion on my part, especially this big, huge bouquet of flowers.
No, sorry, you made me laugh because you just... you made me laugh. I really feel sorry for Tim.
Here, you spies.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Claire. There we go. There's a new car and a gold ring. Oh,
yeah.
What have you been up to?
No, you know what I mean? She had suspicions before, so, like, you know, it's like guilty conscience.
Yeah.
They try and shower you with gifts sometimes.
Yeah, and don't men do that a lot when they're a bit guilty? Flowers or something like that?
I'm sure they do. I'm not just saying because it's me, but I'm in the casual, but I will just do that anyway.
No, don't get me wrong. It's nice to do that anyway, but because of her suspicions in the past, and again, yet another business trip, you know?
Could be innocent, though. He could be away on business. He could be missing her.
He could be on the business.
He could be doing the business.
Yeah.
Do you know what? You're going to get Layla worried again now.
Well, she may have cause to worry.
Oh, I feel like I've opened a massive can of worms in there. Maybe sorry that I read it out. But Layla, you've got an email saying that you're really chuffed and now Claire's probably put you right back to square. Oh, my God. Do you realise you're a marriage wrecker? Oh, Layla, keep me posted anyway. Thanks a lot. Do keep in touch. And I don't know what you think. Get in touch and we'll pass on her your thoughts to her.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
I got a text in regarding Layla. Here's, well, something, Kev. You would get away with nothing with that, Claire. That's why I feel sorry for Tim. Got a text off a mate of mine. Morning, Stephen. He says, I stopped getting Lindsay, that's his wife, flowers when she never noticed them in the room for 2 days.
Oh.
What else have we got? Typical man's away in business, and as usual, you women are weird thinking like that. Just because he's now sent flowers doesn't mean he's on the sniff.
Yes, but it's because of the thought she had in the past. That's why I'm saying it. If we just heard from her now and she said that, obviously think nothing of it.
I think in fairness, from what she said on her first email, he would never normally send flowers.
Yeah.
And he started changing his aftershave and other little bits and pieces.
That's the thing, other people may not have heard the first email where she was concerned, wasn't she, because of all of the changes.
Well, anyway, Dave the Trucker, thank you for your text. Hi to Ian and Birkenhead. Kev, it doesn't count if you're away in business or out of the country, so what's the problem? If a fella can't have a bit of strange whilst away, what's the world coming to, Ian and Birkenhead?
Ian.
My thoughts exactly, Ian. Good morning to you, and thank you for your email this morning. What else? There's another one that came through this morning. Where is it? Someone said, oh, yeah, morning, Kev, you little bugger. I phoned my lovely wife, Jennifer, in Puro and asked, was she doing any flowers for you? Well done, you got me from Paul Puro, the florist in City Centre, Liverpool. No, I didn't get married yesterday. It's 19 minutes past 8 now.
Traffic update with Camp Solicitors.
Another thing, by the way, if Tim was going to do anything behind your back, sorry.
He wouldn't dare.
No.
Straight in.
No, but if he was, it's dead easy because whilst you're on the radio, all he has to do is keep the radio on in the background. While he can hear you doing the travel, he can be getting on the job.
I have a little trap set up.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet you do.
No, I don't. You're making me sound to be like a bunny boiler.
No, you're not. Like a hair boiler.
On Thursday, Kev gave a pair of tickets away for the first day of racing at Aintree, and the gorgeous Blake came in and graced us with their presence.
Morning. Racing at Aintree today. Morning, Madrid, Liverpool visiting to go to Aintree 4 racing. Thank you for tuning in. If you're listening in hotels this morning, and remember, if you're going down to Aintree, enjoy yourself. Weather should pick up this afternoon. It's a bit grey and cloudy, a bit damp at the moment, but they reckon it should dry up with sunny spells this afternoon. Highs of 10 Celsius, 50 degrees Fahrenheit. Loads of parking restrictions around Aintree in place. And don't forget the Melling Road, which I did forget about this morning. Forget every single year
what
is closed.
Like?
Every year I forget about it.
You live right there.
I know. I go over the Melling Road every single day and every year racing is on. I go to go down and I, oh no, and I have to go all around the houses to get to work. Never mind. Morning all the staff at Aintree. Right, we've got hundreds upon hundreds of texts that have come through this morning regarding Aintree. We did say we'd phone the first one up. Remember, you've got to speak to me in horse language. Everything has got to be in horse language. Let's make our first call this morning, shall we?
So close on that one.
I know.
Right. It's not that hard, really.
No, it isn't, no. Just getting through to another stable here. How are you? And how much do you want to win these tickets? That's a lot. And who are you going to take with you? And what are you going to wear to go racing today? Oh, sounds nice. Sounds nice. Sheepskin cheek protectors, he said. Which horse is your favourite this year? And how many drinks do you reckon you'll have today? Just taking it easy, are you? And are you sure you want to win these tickets? Are you going bareback today, or will you be having a saddle on your back? All right. You can speak to me in normal language now. What is your name? Congratulations, Mark. You're a winner this morning. Mark, this is Kev C, and of course you know that you're live on the air. A couple of my mates can't go with me today, so I'm giving you their tickets. You've won yourself a pair of tickets for the County Roof Stand. Are you able to come and collect them from Radio City this morning?
No problem.
No, but are you going to take with you, Mark?
I don't know yet.
All right, whereabouts are you from, by the way?
On the Wirral.
All right, well, get yourself sorted, get your suit out, get your shirt and tie ready, and get someone to... just stay on the line for us, by the way, Mark, because we need to speak to you. You need to bring a little bit of identification so we know it's you, and look forward to you having a great day down at Aintree for first day of racing today.
Excellent.
All right, Mark, have a great day. Cheers, well done, and thanks for coming on.
Download and get seeding the Kev Seed Podcast.
And we have Blake in the studio. Good morning, guys.
Blake, good morning.
Rumour has it you left the living room rather late this morning.
It was 4:30 in the morning. We have absolutely no regrets whatsoever. It was fantastic fun.
No recollection of what happened.
We were jamming with an amazing pianist called Victoria Sharp.
She was incredible. We went through, I don't know, maybe 15 or so songs after everybody else left, and we were just there, and it was just great to just play them, and we would just sing along, harmonise. Yeah.
20 points.
Wicked. The problem was they kept giving us free booze.
Really?
So who else were going
to
stay?
I'd have stayed as well and joined in jamming.
You should have stayed.
Even though I couldn't sing. To be honest with you, I would normally have been one of the last that I normally am.
Yeah.
But I'd been mum and my girlfriend would be last night, so I thought it's
very, very appreciative.
You have a very lovely girlfriend, it has to be said. I don't know if the listeners have seen his girlfriend, but she is stunning. No, she's beautiful.
She texted me this morning and said, just looking at the photographs last night of you in the middle of Blake, you look like the fifth member of Blake. I was like, I'm sick of hearing that.
It's an awesome place, the living room. So we were looked after very well by a lady called Caroline Hughes.
Yeah, we had to give her a name check.
Yeah. Caroline Hughes,
Did a good job. Thank you to her.
Now, just briefly, you guys met on Facebook.
About 10 months ago.
How did that happen?
Well, it was all a little bit weird, really. I guess Jules and Ollie had come up with the idea of putting a group together so that we could earn some money. Like at weddings or funerals or bar mitzvahs and baptisms, something like that.
Yeah.
And it was through Facebook that Ollie was able to get in touch with Stephen and Jules with me. Jules having seen me in a play and Ollie from the Guildhall School of Music and Drama. And I'd met Jules once briefly. but none of us had our mobile, any mobile numbers of anyone. So Facebook was the easiest way and the most obvious way of getting in touch with people. And then that also Facebook then took us on to meet our manager, who then put us in front of Universal Records, and we got a deal. And within about 48 hours of us meeting, we had a deal with Universal.
Fantastic. It's just, that kind of thing doesn't happen every year. It's just a dream come true, isn't it? Fantastic. What are your thoughts on being compared to, like, Il Divo?
Yeah, I heard you say that earlier on.
I said it, but I'm not listening.
they've been very, very, very successful, and I think if we could have a portion of that success, we'd be very, very happy. They've been a massive worldwide success. So yeah.
But
Il Divo, in fairness, they're incredible singers. They really are. But they're all mid-30s, 40s, stuff like that. They're a little bit older. Some people say they might even be a bit cheesy as well. We really strive not to be like that, because we're four English guys, we're in our mid-20s, and we're just kind of getting on with life and enjoying it. And the music is just something that we do, but we're quite normal people, really, and I think that's the
difference.
There's
no cheese on our repertoire at all, of course.
We try to avoid it. You wouldn't see Il Divo in Liverpool at 5 o'clock in the morning.
No, you're right.
On 4 hours sleep.
Not after jamming all night, no.
What's the situation regarding this Brit Award? You're up for a Brit Award?
We are. It's a really, really important thing for us, actually. In the world of classical music, the classical Brits are huge, in the same way that they are in the pop world, last year with many artists winning awards there. For us, this is a big thing, and we're up against some really stiff competition. And we've come to Liverpool on many occasions and done various charity concerts and all sorts of concerts here. And we almost feel, I think this is fair to say, actually, when we go out here, it's almost like a second home. We have a lot of fun in Liverpool. We love it.
Yep. It's our home in the North.
We love Liverpool. And I have to say, Hannah Hart, we love Liverpool girls as well, I have to say. something special.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed to say, this is only like the third or fourth time I've been here in my life, and it's always been Blake, but I've never not had a good time here. It really is. It's an awesome city.
Just don't mention Boris Johnson.
What? No.
Twat. Right, so what we got for you, you're gonna sing us something that's you're gonna sing us a bit of a cappella this morning, is that right? Yeah,
if you'd like us to. If it can encourage people to maybe
vote
for us.
How can they vote? Just going online?
Well, it's www.classicalbrits.co.uk. If you're at your computer now, then feel free to...
No time like the present.
Okay.
I didn't really hear that properly. I think that was www.classicalbrits.co.uk. And there is a voting option on that website, isn't there, Jules?
I think so. You just go to voting and then to play.
Brilliant. That's a good idea.
All right, guys. What are you going to sing for us a cappella?
We thought we'd do a little Acapulco Hallelujah, which was something that we've done on our album that Leonard Cohen, originally Jeff Buckley, made famous, was in Shrek. Okay. And obviously we'd normally do it with a big orchestra,
right?
But we don't have room in here.
That was me getting my notes.
So we're going to do like an a cappella version.
Okay, so they're all standing up now, and just move those mics as and where you need them. And stand by if you've never heard Blake before singing. I'm going to play something from the album as well. But just take it. This is fantastic. I heard it last night, and it really is fantastic. Just stand by.
And then, from the second verse.
There was a time you let me know what's really going on below, but now you never show it to me, do you? But remember when I moved in you, the holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. A God above, but all I ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night, it's not somebody who's seen the light, it's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fantastic. Well done, guys. Absolutely spot on. Thank you very much. If you want to vote for the guys, you're going to have to take a little break and go to news. You okay to stick around for a bit?
Yeah.
A bit
longer? Yeah.
Okay, the website, if you want to vote for these guys for the Brit Award, that web address again is
www.classicalbrits.co.uk.
All right.
Surely FM.
No.
Friday, we were doing our show live from Aintree Racecourse for Ladies Day, Kev's favourite day, of course. And Kev spoke to the lovely Shree Murphy and was asking her for her top style tips.
Good morning, this is Kev Seed and the crew getting seedy till 10 o'clock. It's Ladies Day morning. We are here at the racecourse doing our show live as we do every single year here at Aintree. Got loads on the way between now and 10 o'clock. It's 12 minutes to 8. I think we have the lovely Shree Murphy on the phone. Good morning, Shree.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm very well. Last time I saw you was at your baby shower at 60 Hope Street.
Yes, that's right. And I was looking rather huge.
Yeah, so was I.
Oh, dear. No, baby's out now, so I can... I'm coming down to the races today, so I can have a bit of a party. So I'm looking forward to that.
See, that's the thing, isn't it? We were both looking rather huge, but the baby's out now. You don't look rather huge, but I still look rather huge.
What's your excuse?
Oh, I know, no excuse. How is the baby?
Oh, the baby's lovely. She's asleep at the minute, so that's good. So I can get myself ready for today. So it's perfect.
So are you here with the ladies, or are you here with Harry, or what's the plan?
No men today. Leaving the men, fellas at home. It's all ladies today. So I'm really looking forward to it. I've been for the last... This will be my third year, and yeah. I'm judging the, the best dressed.
Yeah.
So I love it. I absolutely love it. It's like the highlight of my year.
Yeah.
I absolutely love it. So I'm really looking forward to today.
What time, Shree, does the for those people listening this morning, what time, what is the plan exactly regarding people who want to, I know people can enter online, but what is the plan? Do you know regarding the judging, what time do they have to be here at
the
same time?
Well, I think it starts between about 12:30, and basically anybody can enter, fellas as well, because last year a fella actually won. He won the car, which was fantastic. I think it's the first time a fella's won. So it's for everyone over 18 can enter the competition, all ages, which is brilliant, and fellas and women. So from about 12:30, everyone can start queuing up and we start judging, which is fantastic.
Okay. Now, is there anything, I mean, I know that like the way fashion changes, you know, things differ from year to year. Is there anything this year that, I know from what I hear, from various places. I think what's her face from Justine from cricket. Sorry, Justine. No, Justine from cricket said the other week that normally hats are a big thing on Ladies' Day, but it seems from what I hear that this year hats are still a big thing, but it's mostly the kind of fascinated things that people are wearing. Is that true?
Yeah, I think so. I think like I heard, you know, like places like Ascot are so much more strict now with their fashion. You have to wear, the fellas have to dress in a certain way and the ladies have to be covered up to a certain thing, and it's all about hats that I've got. But I think at Aintree, because you know Liverpool girls love their fashion, and you know everyone has kind of a different style, but in Liverpool everyone really goes for it, and I think that's the thing really, is what everyone feels comfortable in, and you know, and you know that everyone is going to, you know, make a massive effort, and I love that. So I think anything that's bright and, you know, a bit different, but it's just the effort factor, I think. You know, someone's really gone away and thought about their outfit and they've planned it for such a long time, and I think that's what I'm looking for, you know, someone that's put so much effort into their outfit. So it doesn't matter what the key fashion, or it has to be the latest trends or anything like that. I just think it's the effort factor for me, definitely.
Have you noticed that when you're in Liverpool, I mean, people who are not from Liverpool that come to Liverpool, I mean, like we had Blake on the show yesterday, and they were going on about how lovely the girls are from Liverpool, but girls make such an effort, not just for Ladies' Day, but just to go shopping in city centre.
Just in general. Do you know what? When I first moved to Liverpool, I was shocked. You know, I used to go out for Saturday night, and I used to feel underdressed. But now, obviously, I've been here for a while now. So
that shocked me as well.
The Liverpool look. But it is, everyone makes such an effort. And like you said, it's not just about going out, it's about going to shopping. They take real pride in their appearance. And I love it. I think it's fantastic.
So can we ask what you're wearing today?
Well, do you know what? I was up till...
I feel really pervy asking you that. So what are you wearing?
Well, at the moment, I've got my pyjamas on.
Oh, don't.
Today I'm going to... I was up late last night. I didn't know what to wear because, obviously, I've only just had a baby, so I don't fit into anything. But I've got a very simple dress because I thought, I don't want to be, you know, big and showy because it's about everybody else today. So I've got a simple black dress. So it's a bit boring, but, you know, I'm there to
but
judge.
That matches your personality, doesn't it, really?
Boring?
I'm only joking.
Terrible.
She knows I'm only joking, don't you?
I hope so.
I'm only joking.
Yeah, Cherie, will black and white be in this year as a possible winner for the style contest?
Yeah.
Oh, you know why? You know why, Cherie? Because she's got black and white. That's why she just wants to know.
Well, you know, I'm wearing black and white today as well. So there you go.
It's all in the monochrome.
Really?
I think it could be. Like I said, it's all about how chic or, you know, how much effort someone's put into their outfit. So, yeah, black and white could be, definitely.
Yeah, well, if there is, I'm not sure the whole category side of things with the competition, but if there is a tramp section, then please will you...
You're winning.
Yeah, you will. You cow! Talk about stick up for the girls.
I don't want to be favoured today because my outfit, it's about the listeners coming down, having a good time. Don't worry about me, I just want to like be subtle and be in the corner.
if you do see Lisa later, or Claire, or Cherie, then feel free to buy Heather off them. Cherie, thanks so much for coming on this morning. We look forward to seeing you later. And good luck with regards to the style competition today.
Thank you. See you later.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Cheers, Cherie.
Bye.
See you later.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show. Weekday mornings, 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.